Now, welcome to the second half of the Steve Chong Show, episode 15 in 2026. Cassidy Effel improved to 1-1, followed by Ella Booth, who went 1-for-3, one run batted in. McKenna Simmons, who went 1-for-3, one run scored. And Hannah Houts, who went 1-for-2, one run scored, one run batted in. Later on, the SFU women's track and field competed in the John Knight Twilight at MacArthur Field in Monmouth, Oregon, hosted by Western Oregon, with the first event's women's 3,000 steeple chase collegiate. Women's pole vault collegiate started at 10 a.m., but the lone relief, Milena Kalich, competed in the women's 5,000-meter invite at 5:15 p.m. and clocked in at 1755.39 for fourth among 32 finishers, 26 in total. Also, today is the 46th anniversary of SFU. Yeah. Also, today is the 46th anniversary of when SFU alumni Terry Fox started his marathon when he dipped his legs in the Atlantic Ocean.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers establish the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Sorry, I'm just trying to find the softball standings. Sorry, just the computer is not, computer 2 is not really working right now. Just a minute, I'll do my best to find this out. Sorry about this. Oh my god. The computer is not, just a minute please. Just trying to find the softball standings. Sorry for going over 30 minutes, but today there were a lot of things to talk about. Just a minute, please. I got it. Got it. Conference records take priority with the overall records taking. Conference records take priority with overall records being used to break conference ties. St. Martin's are first at 9-1, 24-12 overall. Simon Fraser. Second, 12-4 conference, 14-24 overall. Western Washington, third. Eight and four conference, 22-15 overall. Western Oregon, fourth, 7-5 conference, 21-18 overall. Northwest Nazarene, fifth, 5-7 conference, 25-14 overall. Montana State Billings, sixth, 3-13 conference, 5-36 overall. Central Washington last at 2-12 conference, 8-28 overall.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002, CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m. CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Welcome back. For the second half, for the remainder of the second half of today's show, episode 15 in 2026, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community station for Simon Fraser University, there will be more independent music along with the latest on the Surrey Police transition. after the following messages.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
The third act of the hour, it will be Peter and... Just a minute, please. Peter and Will Anderson's The Best of Berlin, Blue Skies. That was Blue Skies from Peter and Will Anderson's The Best of Berlin. The fourth band is Udi Foss' self-titled album with A Matter of No Consequence.
Listen to the cut and not laugh.
Now listen.
Now I'd like to provide the latest on the Surrey Police transition at this time. On April 7th, the SPS released their latest newsletter for March and April, covering multiple topics. It expanded into Cloverdale for all policing operations on April 4th. It expanded into Cloverdale for all policing operations on April 1st, joining Wally City Center, where the SFU Surrey campus resides, Newton, and South Surrey. To facilitate the expansion to Cloverdale, the Surrey Police Board approved some temporary changes for the SPS operations, as some officers were redeployed from support and community focus units, youth services, community first, crisis intervention personnel to Cloverdale. Back in March, the SPS added 11 new constables who graduated from Class 177 at the Justice Institute of BC, on top of scouting experienced officers across Canada by offering them signing bonuses, as the SPS now has about 650 serving officers, with the goal of adding 200 more officers by the end of 2027. There was also an update on the extortion crisis, which have hit Surrey hard since the beginning of 2025, as extortion shootings have been down from 10 in January, 1 in February, and 3 in March. The SPS chief, Norm Lipinski, provided a further update on extortions via an April 9th video, his fifth video update, where he delved deeper into extortion numbers, monthly extortion threats, and related shootings. 44 threats in January with 10 shootings, 17 threats with 1 shooting in February, and 14 threats with 3 shootings in March. 42 victims have reported to the police, with some providing repeated incidents. In comparison, there were 133 extortion threats in 2025 and 88 separate victims. The SPS is still dedicating frontline resources, including Project Assurance, which provides visible patrols and victim support. On top of working with the BC Extortion Task Force, the SPS chief, Lauren Pinsky, has met with multiple groups for solutions. Downtown Surrey BIA, South Asian Business Association, Surrey White Rock Board of Trade, and Punjabi Press Club. Also, by taking over all policing operations in Cloverdale on April 1st, the SPS now handles all new extortion files of the district, on top of Newton, Wally, and South Surrey, with Emma Crawford of City News Vancouver providing more context for the video. As for the latest numbers, there haven't been changes to the official numbers up to date. As of March 2026, there are 646 sworn police officers, 131 females, 515 males. Chances are these numbers are not. These numbers are probably outdated at this time.
Volunteering at CJSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started. So I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CJSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs. Interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures. Public relations, postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CJSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca.
you for listening to episode 15 of the Steve Chong Show in 2026, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. Coming up at 11, it's Julian Taylor's Jukebox. Now to the last tune before 11, it's Mark Adams' This Is Neo Soul. Here is Don't Look Back.
See you. Hi, my name is Lowell, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, Simon Fraser Campus Radio.
Would you give me a beat?
CJSF 90.1 FM is the campus radio station for Simon Fraser University, located on Burnaby Mountain in BC, Canada. CJSF 90.1 FM, diverse, independent, yours. Check us out on SoundCloud or at cjsf.ca.